This is Dakota Datebook for April 29th. On this date, in 1990, the Fargo Forum profiled the pastor of Bethel Evangelical Free Church in Fargo, not for his ministry, but for his earlier work as a Pulitzer Prize-winning reporter. The Reverend Robert Page grew up in Ashtabula, Ohio, and graduated from Kent State University with a journalism degree in 1968. He joined the Akron Beacon Journal as a reporter and assistant state editor at a volatile moment in American history, with the Vietnam War, political assassinations, and widespread unrest dividing the country. By spring of 1970, tensions had reached a breaking point. President Nixon announced plans to invade Cambodia and end draft deferments for undergraduates. Campuses erupted. At Kent State, protests began peacefully on May 1st, but by nightfall, violence flared. Police flooded the streets, and the Ohio National Guard was deployed. Over the weekend, the campus ROTC building burned. On May 4th, about 2,000 students gathered for a peaceful protest. Guardsmen moved in with tear gas, then advanced, pushing the crowd across campus. In the chaos, soldiers opened fire. 4 students were killed, and 9 were wounded. Page and a colleague were alone in the newsroom when the shooting began. He drove immediately to the hospital, slipped past guards at a lockdown emergency entrance, and found the victims laid out beneath white sheets. Later, he and another reporter obtained the names of the dead and injured by distracting a congressman while glancing at his casualty list. Page relayed the names to the newsroom. A year later, Page and the Akron Beacon Journal staff won the Pulitzer Prize for local reporting. Afterward, he grew disillusioned with journalism, feeling he was failing God. In 1973, he entered seminary. Page came to Fargo in 1983 to lead Bethel Church, which grew significantly under his guidance. He left in 1991, having shaped the community he served. Today's Dakota Datebook was written by Trista Razor Sturza. I'm Merrill Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.